Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of our brand new podcast series, Legends and Mythologies. This series is where we dive deep into timeless stories from around the world, tales of gods, heroes, and mysteries that have shaped cultures and inspired human imagination for centuries. Today, we begin with one of the most iconic myths of all, Prometheus and the Gift of Fire. This tale comes from ancient Greece, a civilization whose myths still echo in our modern world. Prometheus is remembered as a figure of rebellion, wisdom, and sacrifice. He is a Titan, one of the ancient beings who came before the Olympian gods, but unlike most of his kind, Prometheus sides with humanity. The name Prometheus itself means foresight. In the myths, he is depicted as clever, cunning, and always thinking ahead. Unlike Zeus, the king of the gods, who is often portrayed as stern and authoritarian, Prometheus is compassionate toward humankind. He sees that humans are fragile compared to gods. They lack strength, they lack divine powers, and they are vulnerable to the elements. One of the most essential things humans lacked was fire. Without fire, they could not cook food, forge tools, or keep warm in the cold. To Prometheus, this was an injustice. How could humankind ever rise, ever flourish, if they were denied such a crucial gift? And so, Prometheus defied Zeus. In one of the most daring acts of Greek mythology, he climbed Mount Olympus itself, stole fire from the forge of the god Hephaestus or from the hearth of Hestia, depending on which version you read, and carried it down to earth. Imagine the scene, a Titan, holding a torch of divine flame, descending from the heavens, bringing light to a dark and struggling world. For humans, this was the dawn of civilization. Fire became not only a physical tool but also a symbol of knowledge, progress, and hope. With fire, they cooked their meals, hardened their weapons, and forged communities. In many ways, Prometheus did not simply give humanity fire. He gave them the foundation of culture itself. But Zeus, of course, was enraged. To the king of the gods, Prometheus's actions were an insult, a challenge to his authority. Fire was not meant for mortals. It was divine, sacred, and dangerous. By handing it to humans, Prometheus had elevated them too close to the gods themselves. And so, Zeus devised a punishment. He ordered Prometheus to be chained to a lonely rock or mountain peak. Some say it was the Caucasus Mountains. There, Prometheus would endure eternal torment. Each day, an eagle, the sacred bird of Zeus, would swoop down and tear out his liver. And each night, the organ would grow back, only for the torment to begin again the next morning. It was a cycle of unending agony. This punishment was not only physical but symbolic. It was meant to show that no one, not even a Titan, could defy Zeus without consequence. Yet the story doesn't end there. Prometheus's suffering also symbolizes the cost of progress and the sacrifices made for the sake of humanity. In some versions, the hero Heracles, better known to us as Hercules, eventually freed Prometheus from his chains as part of his legendary 12 labors. With that act, Prometheus gained his freedom, and the myth came full circle. The defiant giver of fire was finally released, though never forgotten for his suffering. Now, myths are more than just stories. They are metaphors, ways in which ancient cultures explained the world around them. So what does the story of Prometheus really mean? At one level, it's about rebellion and authority. Prometheus stands for curiosity, for questioning power, and for the daring spirit that refuses to accept limits. Zeus represents order, control, and the fear that humanity might rise too high. Their clash is timeless, reflecting the tension between innovation and tradition, freedom and control. At another level, the myth is about knowledge itself. Fire is not only a flame, it is a symbol of enlightenment, of science, of creativity. To this day, when we talk about a spark of inspiration or shedding light on a mystery, we echo the legacy of Prometheus. His gift of fire is the gift of knowledge, with all its power and consequences. Interestingly, the figure of Prometheus has been celebrated far beyond Greek mythology. During the Renaissance, artists and writers saw him as a symbol of human potential and creativity. In the 19th century, poets like Percy Bysshe Shelley wrote about him as a hero of defiance and freedom. Even in modern times, scientists and philosophers invoke Prometheus as a symbol of technological progress, and sometimes, as a warning of its dangers. Think about the myth in today's context. Could Prometheus's fire be like nuclear energy, or artificial intelligence, or genetic engineering? Tools that have incredible potential for good but also immense risks if misused? In that way, the ancient story still speaks to our modern dilemmas. So, what can we take away from the legend of Prometheus? Perhaps that progress always comes at a cost. That those who challenge authority in pursuit of knowledge may suffer, but their sacrifice can uplift humanity as a whole. And maybe it reminds us that the spark of curiosity, once lit, cannot be taken away. As we close today's episode, remember that myths endure because they resonate with something deep within us. Prometheus is more than a character from ancient Greece. He is a symbol of the restless human spirit, the part of us that refuses to settle, that reaches for more, even when the cost is high. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the world of legends and mythologies. In our next episode, we'll travel north to the lands of thunder and ice, where we'll uncover the tale of Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, a weapon of unimaginable power and a symbol of protection, strength, and destiny. Until then, keep that spark alive. After all, it was Prometheus who gave it to us.